Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. A federal judge is refusing to reverse her ruling that prevents the state from rejecting some absentee ballots. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Last week, a judge said absentee mail-in ballots with signatures that don't match what's on file should not be rejected outright. Instead, the ballot becomes provisional and voters have until the Friday after Election Day to fix it. The Secretary of State's office asked for a stay while the decision is appealed, but that request was denied on Tuesday. The judge said the public interest is served by having these ballots cast and counted. There are currently several lawsuits against many different parts of Georgia's election systems. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Immigrants facing deportation are now being held in a private prison in Georgia rather than the Atlanta jail. The AJC reporting 69 detainees have been held at the Robert Dayton Detention Facility in Clayton County since August. That is after Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms banned U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from holding inmates at the city's jail. Federal taxpayers shell out $114 per night for each federal detainee held at the Clayton prison. That compares with $78 per night at the Atlanta jail. As communities in Southwest Georgia continue to recover from Hurricane Michael, one county's been forced to adjust elections. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The two-story red brick courthouse, surrounded by a rock wall, and the Baker County seat of Newton, is over 100 years old and on the National Register of Historic Places. Hurricane Michael damaged the back entrance where generations of Baker County voters have come to cast their ballots. Cindy Summerlin with the Baker County Board of Elections says she's been coming here all her life.
I had childhood memories of the courthouse, but I think seeing it damaged just took you back to those times of the normalcy of it.
Summerlin says courthouse voters should go a half a mile away to Newton Baptist Church on Election Day. Meanwhile, she says early voting has been brisk in Baker County, as it has been across all of Georgia. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Many Georgia voters have health care on their minds as they cast ballots for the state's next governor. GPB's Emily Jones reports on where the candidates stand.
Medicaid expansion and rural health care are some of the big questions facing Georgia's next governor. Democrat Stacey Abrams is pushing Medicaid expansion as the way to help uninsured Georgians, according to Andy Miller of Georgia Health News.
These folks are kind of like the working poor, and they're uninsured currently. The estimates vary, but generally speaking, it's a 500,000 people that would pick up coverage if Georgia expanded Medicaid.
Republican candidate Brian Kemp wants to boost the rural hospital tax credit program and seek federal waivers to help stabilize insurance premiums. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.